Good afternoon and welcome to Boldness on 3CR 855 AM. My name is Raf. The Boldness is about lived experience of disability. Today we are joined by Wild at Heart Community Arts Creative Director, Mr. Phil Hoetzenroder. How are you doing there, Phil?
Hey, Raf. I'm doing good, thank you. It's great to be back on your show.
It's fantastic to have you join us, Phil. And we also have two artists from Wild at Heart Community Arts, Phantasma. How are you doing, Phantasma?
I'm good, thank you, Raf. Thank you for having me.
It's an absolute pleasure. And we have Tussie. How are you doing, Tussie, one of the artists from Wild at Heart Community Arts?
I'm doing very good. Thank you for having me as well.
That is sensational. Now, Wild at Heart Community Arts, they have a big event happening, 20 years of music, celebrating, supporting musicians with a disability to create original music, build careers, and participate as equals in Australia's music industry and community. Bill, you're the man on the spot. How did Wild at Heart start and what was the vision?
Actually, the beginnings of Wild at Heart began more than 20 years ago. It was 1998, and in Melbourne there were just a couple of bands involving people with disabilities that were around. I don't know if listeners would remember the Big Bag Band and the Hacketts and the Bipolar Bears Band. And these were bands, it was a different time. You know, it's hard to think back nearly, you know, 28, 30 years ago, how disability was considered and thought about, and the way people were engaged in society was actually very different to now. So these bands were a kind of radical thing, but they were looking for places to play, to find audiences and to be part of the music scene. And at the same time, people with disabilities were looking for opportunities to socialise and to go out and be part of, you know, regular community activities that kind of didn't exist in a space that was non-judgmental, welcoming, inclusive and accessible. So we worked to create this thing called Club Wild, which was a regular nightclub featuring live music and DJs. And we actually did that for 15 years, including shows at the Sydney Opera House and all over Victoria and all over Melbourne. And that was the precursor to Wild at Heart, because we did that for 15 years. And over that time, we kind of looked at this growing cohort of disabled musicians and said, maybe rather than putting on the event, our focus should be on developing the artists so that they can get on the stages that exist for everybody in the music scene, in the music community. So in 2006, we kicked off Wild at Heart, and it was like a 180-degree turn. Rather than running events, we train and develop and support artists. And we've worked with hundreds and hundreds of artists over the past 20 years across a wide spectrum of music, from folk artists to indie singer-songwriters to rock bands to heavy metal bands. We have a particular love of hip-hop, and so we have a really specialised hip-hop program within that whole picture. And that kind of brings us to today, where we're really focused on building friendship and community, getting involved in the music. I always call it the music community slash industry, because not everybody is aspiring to a commercial relationship with their music, but some are. And we want to be the place disabled musicians can find whatever they're looking to do with their music.
A little call out. It's called the Inclusive Hip Hop Crew for the artists. Is that right, Phil?
Yeah, Tussie and Damien are part of that crew. They can probably tell us a bit about that.
Well, let's start with Phantasma. How about you start sharing your experience with the Inclusive Hip Hop Crew?
Yeah, cool. Thanks. So I came into Inclusive about almost, I guess, like 3 years ago, I think it's coming up to at this point. And yeah, also it's like been like such a good and fulfilling experience for me to have like the development and be around other artists with like disabilities and stuff, and be able to get that like mentoring in a really supportive environment. So yeah, for me, I've really really, really enjoyed it. I'm very, very grateful to, you know, have been involved in like this program and the opportunities that have come from it.
And Tussie, what has been your experience as part of the Inclusive Hip Hop crew?
Oh, it's been amazing. I initially signed on 3 years ago as a facilitator, and I was taking workshops and guiding other artists to create some original music and write songs. Then my role went into mentoring. So that would include busking on the streets of Melbourne and going into open mic venues and just really creating more of a stagecraft for other artists as well, such as Mantasma. And just being able to do some collaboration projects alongside with them as well has just, it's boosted my motivation. Before actually signing on to Wild at Heart, I completed a bachelor's degree in music, and I was doing really good on my own, but I couldn't really shape the nerves for myself. And for myself as well, I have a vision impairment. So as soon as I signed on as the role of a facilitator, I got to really learn about other people's disability, and then also got to know my own disability in terms of actually working with everyone as well. So it grew my motivation way more than I ever thought. So me and Fantasma have been performing across different venues, such as the art house, and just learning new things around what music entails, you know, the nerves and how we actually perform, what to put into those performances. It's just been an amazing experience thus far.
Well, is that, tell us a bit about the style of music that you play, Fantasma.
I guess, you know, so like since I would still consider myself, you know, a developing artist, so I'm still like developing like sort of my sound and everything. But I guess to describe it, it's like kind of like a fusion between like hip hop and getting some different elements for some other genres like R&B type elements, and even sometimes experimenting with like some Latin elements as well. So yeah, I would say it's more like a hodgepodge of things, but it's kind of just, you know, whatever feels good at the time and stuff. But with the within, I would say, the area of hip hop, that's like the main part of it for me.
Well, Fantasma, we've just heard what your music's about. How would you like to introduce one of your songs to Boldness listeners?
Yeah, so one of my songs is called Changes. So this one was from my first ever EP, which is a called Paranormal Activity, which is a collection of the four first songs that I've ever made and recorded. So it's really a journey into me as an artist. But this one, Changes, was the second ever song that I've ever recorded, and it's you know, about, you know, just about like changes and like being resilient within changes and, you know, humility and everything. So it's, yeah, really about a few things that were on my mind at that time.
Well, let's listen to Changes by Fantasma. Well, is that, Phil, coming up, Wild at Heart has got an event on Friday, 24th of July at Northcote Social Club. And who are some of the artists playing? Like, I believe that Fantasma and Tussie are both performing there, but what's actually happening there?
So it's a big lineup. It's like 3+ hours lineup of hip hoppers, solo artists, bands, a bit of experimental electronic music that we've curated to be a kind of representation of Wild at Heart's community of artists. So there's real diversity in it. We just wanted to keep some representation, keep some balances in the way we present this snapshot of Wild at Heart at 20 years old. And the show for us is partly about celebrating the 20 years that have been, but positioning ourselves in one of Melbourne's kind of preeminent live music venues. It's about a statement for the future as well, to say, we're here, look at us. We have this incredible cohort of artists doing amazing work. and we're kind of putting our stamp on the live music scene in Melbourne to be equal part and partners of that industry.
Well, is that it's now time for us to play some community service announcements, and then we'll continue talking with Wild at Heart Community Arts Creative Director, Mr. Phil Heitzenroeder, and musicians such as Phantasma and Tussie. Welcome back to the Boldness on 3CR 8:55 a.m. Now, we actually just heard from Phil about the event coming up on Friday, the 24th of July at Northcote Social Club. And Tussie is one of the artists who is performing there. And Tussie, you're a hip hop artist, rapper. Let's hear about your style of music and what's actually happened.
Awesome. So my story with music is interesting. I use music for myself as a therapeutic tool, as something that would help my self-expressions come out into music. So it was a really good journey along the way. And so I actually did a bachelor's degree in music, and through that I was using hip hop into a jazz-oriented university. So I was able to form a lot of genres within the hip hop style. So I would go from reggae to R&B to hip hop, and it was just a lived experience expression to put my story out there. And if other people related, then it was very rewarding for me.
And so both Tussie and Phantasma, this time Tussie will give you the opportunity to speak about this one first. With your music, it's a form of self-expression to connect to the community then?
Yeah, definitely.
And when you're actually connecting with the community, what type of message are you actually trying to put out there?
My message is hope. Hope is something that I believe that music is a great way to showcase. My style would be more of never backing down, never letting anybody tell you that you can't do something, and resilience would definitely play a role into that as well. So, as I said before, I have a vision impairment, so there would be things that others would say that I couldn't do, but I would defy those odds and prove that if I couldn't do it in the way that you thought, I could do it in the way that I believe.
And Phantasma, with your music, is it a form of self-expression to try to connect with others, to build a type of community around you?
Yeah, I would say yes, it has been, especially with like in the Wild at Heart, getting opportunities to do the performances like the one coming up on the 24th of July. Yeah, and just like a way to really engage with like different artists and the community more widely in general. Yeah, it has been a really good way of doing that for me.
Yep, and we keep on referencing the Wild at Heart Community Arts 20th anniversary happening on Friday, the 24th of July. Phil, can you tell us more details about what is happening that night, such as who does the lineup actually include?
Yep, let me run you through some of these amazing artists, Raf. Opening the show, we have respected Wurundjeri elder Ian Hunter coming to welcome the show to country, which is a profoundly important thing for us because, as a community of artists who experience disability and experience the kind of exclusion and dispossession from life that disability treatment can result in, Indigenous people have experienced that deeply, profoundly for hundreds of years. And so, for us, our respective First Nations people, and to have the honour of them welcoming us to country is a profound way to start this celebration show. And then we've got Andrew Nicolaides, who is a kind of experimental hip hop, pop, storytelling artist. He's a visual artist, and often he paints his visual arts, and from the painting he tells a story, and then the story works its way into music. And he works with a collaborator who's very skilled in sampling and experimental composition of work that the two of them put this together. So Andrew Nicolaides will be an absolute treat to see. Following Andrew is Kitty Cat Mac, one of our most sassy hip-hop artists, who's, I would say, a pretty powerful, sassy, feminist hip-hop artist who really takes on kind of issues for women, and particularly for women with disability is her kind of core of her storytelling. We've then got a really brilliant singer-songwriter who's been compared with Brian Wilson from the Beach Boys as a writer. So Edward's playing with his band, some fantastic kind of pop rock style stuff. Then we have Phantasma and Tussie doing a set of their amazing stuff, and they've done some pretty high-level gigs already. They're, you know, hot, prepared, and ready to take on the room. That will be amazing. Then we take things to a heavy place with Gwot Lick, which is a heavy metal band, a Wild at Heart band. They will probably, you know, cause a bit of damage to the building structure with their sound. Then we've got June Jones, who's a, you know, very well known and highly regarded kind of electronic pop artist. Next we have Rhys Renwick, who's very well known for his band Rizix. So Rhys is doing a set at the end of the night. And then to wrap the night off, we've got Paul Shorten, one of our electronic music artists, doing a kind of DJ set to close out the night. So you can see there's a veritable banquet of music to enjoy.
Well, Phil, Phantasma and Tussie, we are actually fast running out of time. Phil, how do people get tickets to this amazing event and more? What are exactly are those details, the times it starts, and exactly where is Northcote Social Club?
So it's Friday the 24th of July, 2 weeks' time, 7 p.m. doors open, 7:30 show start. Tickets can be bought online at the Northcote Social Club website. The Northcote Social Club is a hotel in High Street, Northcote. Tram 86 is very easy to get to there, or there's parking in the back streets behind the venue, very easy to get to. Northcote Social Club website, you can book online and pre-book your tickets, which we highly recommend. There will be tickets at the door, a little bit more expensive at the door, but if you need to, you can get tickets at the door. It'll be amazing. We'd love people to come and share this story with us. It'd be great if people come.
And Tussie, it is fast running out of time. We really would love you to introduce one of your songs to take us out tonight. Now, Tussie, what song would you like to introduce?
Amazing, and thank you very much for this opportunity. It's very much appreciated. I'd like to introduce a song that I released on my debut album that I released in conjunction with Wild at Heart last year, and it is called Mind of a Menace.
Well, thank you very much for that, Tussie. We're going to play Mind of the Menace by Tussie, one of the Wild at Heart community artists who is performing on Friday the 24th at Northcote Social Club. Thank you very much for joining us today. And if you don't think the revolution has started, you've been listening to the wrong station. This is 3CR, Voice of the People.